After falling behind through one period, the Elliott Lake Red Wings couldn't recover as the local Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League club dropped an 8-3 decision to the Sioux, Mish. Eagles Saturday evening at Centennial Arena. Seth Ferguson got the Sioux Eagles on the board with the game's first goal at 9:17 of the opening period with a power play marker, and the first of two goals on the night for the Eagles forward. Brody Kearns came back to get the Red Wings on the scoreboard with another power play marker of his own at 14:46. Just 1:12 later, the Eagles tallied again with a goal from Mark LaFrance before Nicholas Castillo increased the Eagles' lead to 3-1 at 18:47 of the opening period. In the second stanza, Ferguson made it 4-1 Eagles at 3:24 with another power play goal, the first of four goals the clubs would combine to score on the man advantage in the period. The Red Wings got back on the board at 4:45 with a goal by Kearns. Moses cut the Eagles' lead to 4-3 with a power play goal at 10:59 for the Red Wings. In what would prove to be the insurance marker for the Eagles, Chase Tallaire picked up his fourth goal of the season at 15:20 of the period. That made it 5-3 Eagles heading into the third. It was all Eagles in the final period thanks to power play goals by Jack Mortson at 4:44 and Tallaire at 12:11 before Tyler Culleton capped off the scoring for the Eagles at 17:21. Ryan Gilmore made 38 saves to get the win for the Eagles while Ryder Grega was busy, stopping 47 of 55 shots for the Red Wings in defeat. In addition to a pair of goals, Ferguson assisted on a pair of goals for the Eagles while Castillo also had a pair of assists in the win. Other play Saturday night saw Hearst beat French River 6-4, Powassan edged Cochrane 2-1, the Greater Sudbury Cubs topped Blind River 5-2, and the Sioux Thunderbirds blanked the Espanola Express 5-0. Next up for the Red Wings, another home meeting with Greater Sudbury Cubs next Friday night at 7 p.m. at Centennial Arena.